Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of nonviolence, non-exploitation, freedom, peace, and justice for all. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station or its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The theme in this episode is The Sound of Freedom is Vegan. The basic premise is the golden rule and the philosophy of as we sow, we reap. Therefore, human freedom and children's safety require animal liberation, authentic veganism. As we know, there's an ongoing atrocity of child sex slavery and trafficking happening worldwide. And in 2023, we see the installation of AI, surveillance, tracking, microchipping, and the bio-nanotech digital IDs targeting children by the predator class. I personally believe that these atrocities are going to continue unless we co-create a paradigm of nonviolence, non-exploitation, and freedom, which requires animal liberation, authentic veganism. One of the most powerful activists on the planet, vegan animal rights activist, is Entice. And I'm greatly honored that Entice is joining us. Entice is also a musician, so let's start out with one of her songs.
There's no deeper connection than mother and child, and humans do not corner that market of maternal affection and instinct. Are you responsible for destroying that bond? As a non-vegan, you are. Entice, so nice. Why'd they take my baby, baby? How'd you feel giving birth for the first time? Looking in the eyes, you see sunshine. When you heard the sound of the first cry, look around your family so close by. No time for playing games. Family life kicking off. Everything in your range gonna change. Got the wallpaper ready. Got the blankets with the teddy. Dapper bag already heavy. Speed dial already for your bestie. They gonna be right by your side even if you're lefty. Protect your new king like a chess piece. Or if she's a queen or anyone between, it's a blessing. But hold up, wait a minute. Reality is that's not how you living. It's called a rape wreck and you sitting in it. Tied up, can't move. In it. Or you looking for your man, it's gonna be a minute. They gotta get his semen so they can fist you with it. Electric shots to his balls and it's how to get it. Yeah, he's tied up too, he can't help you in this. Never scream so much, can't believe you in this. There's no one around that can save you in this. Your life is so dark like a sip of Guinness. And it's about to get worse what you about to witness. What a long dream. Gotta let my job know that I'm out and I'm on leave. Gotta get ready for prenatal therapy. Lamaze breathing class, it takes care of me. Honey, get the schedule, tell me what's next for me. Don't wanna overbook, can you write the check for me? Why is the man from my dream standing next to me? Oh, it's not a dream, what else can he take from me? Oh, nothing much. Just the baby that you carried inside you for 9 months. Felt your baby bump, can't wait for that first touch. Want them in your arms, can't wait for that first clutch. Chain around your neck could affect, make it all tough. When you enslave, can't move, there's but so much that you could do, you try to fight so tough. Try to get out so bad with no luck. Why they take my baby, baby? I just want my baby, baby. Why they take my baby, baby? I just want my baby, baby. Oh, here we go now. Doctor says push, got the fam, got the whole crowd. Screw what they said about your honey with your low count. It's just you and I, we gon' do this, we gon' show him out. Oh, I can see him, please let me have him. Why are you taking him? Oh my God, you stabbed him. Right, I'm enslaved, no family around it. All I have is anger, depression, and sadness. I wanna hold him one time in his madness. All I see is blood springing out like a mattress. What's on my chest poking me like a cactus? On a machine, milking me as my status. 4 times a day, they doing it. I just wanna die if I'm choosing it. That's on the list too, again, I'm doing it. I'm back in this rape rack and I'm losing. listening. Finally heading back to my house. 5 years of torture, I'm glad I'm getting out. It's a bumpy ride, but I got my baby on my side. Stroke his hair back as I sing a lullaby. Smell of death in the wind as the air pass by. Not sure what it is, cause I'm on a mother high. 4 babies taken from me, so many cries. Now I could be with you, it's just you and I. We made it, son, we made it to our house. But this is not our house, this is the slaughterhouse. This is the life of every single dairy cow. This is what you're paying for, it's kinda really scary. How I have to make these songs, I have to tell you this. How many times do I have to tell you this? I do it to my grave, until you connect with this. Blowing out your animal abuse like I made a wish.
Why they take my baby, baby? I just want my baby, baby. Why they take my baby, baby? I just want my baby, baby. Why they take my baby, baby? I just want my baby, baby. Why they take my baby, baby? I just want my baby, baby.
A Mother's Right by Entice, the Lyrical Vegan. We're joined by Entice, a vegan animal rights activist in New York. Welcome, Entice, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, Marlene. Thank you so much for having me today. Really appreciate that.
I really appreciate all your activism and your music.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Marlene. It means a lot. I've been doing music for going on 2 years now. I've been doing a lot of different types of music, from doing music that will highlight different types of exploitation industries to doing music for sanctuaries. And I've just started to do music based off of, I call them animal rights diss tracks. I'm on to my second one now.
Thank you very much for your forwardness and your truth-telling and your courage. And so on that note, in this interview, I would like to focus on that which is hidden in plain sight, that which is not spoken about in the mainstream mm-hmm. community, as we know, whether it's the sermon, mm-hmm. whether it's the classroom, whether it's conversations, whether it's social justice programs. It's like the taboo subject.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going up against like 8 billion people. We're saying things that people, they don't want to hear. They are harsh truths. They are. But somebody has to say it. And the things that people don't want to talk about, somebody has to do it. The animals can't do it. They can't fight for themselves. They can't speak. Well, they can in their own language, but to radiate those voices, to magnify those voices, we need to be those ones to do that, even if it's an uncomfortable subject like what we're about to discuss right now. So.
Yes, and I'm grateful for you and grateful for all those who are listening and those with open hearts and open minds. And we understand that we've all just been born into this non-vegan culture worldwide.
Right.
So it's something that we didn't choose, yet we're in it. And so now it's time to
right.
transform. And I appreciate that, too, that you also share your background. And so could you just share a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I definitely didn't grow up vegan. I did not grow up I grew up with having animals in my heart. My first passion in life was to be a veterinarian. So I always had something for animals in my heart, but you know, they don't teach veganism in school. You don't see that on TV. You don't see it. You don't hear it on radio. Your friends don't talk about it. So I grew up in the same system, doing the same things that everybody was doing, eating the same individuals, wearing the same individuals, wearing the same tested on products as everybody else, because I had no idea what was going on. And I've been vegan 6 years, so I'm soon to be in my 40s. So I've spent a lot of years exploiting, oppressing, killing, violating, mutilating animals. I mean, I didn't know that I was doing that. That doesn't take away the truth. Now that I know better, I can do better. And I'm just so thankful for the mind frame that I have now, that I'm no longer that person that I used to be. And I'm on a better path, not only just with being vegan, but on the path to helping these babies get their liberation.
Thank you, Entice. And so I'd like to start with talking about laboratories. So we know there's pharmaceutical, medical, mm-hmm. biomedical, chemical, military. And a lot of that is taxpayer money, and yet we as the citizens don't ever see what's going on or even think about it. And even that none of these animals can be in the laboratories without the lab animal breeding facilities. And so
these animals can't consent to what is being done to them, and that they continuously to exploit in these laboratories over and over and over, breeding animals, violating fathers, violating mothers, creating babies over and over and over and over and over again for different types of things, like you said, pharmaceuticals, research, military, and the fact that they hide this so well, to the point where, like, people are, you know, our tax money's going into this, people are doing this, and no one knows what is happening, no one knows what these animals are going through. Who we choose to sleep with, who we choose to mate with, who we choose to have babies with, that's our decision. That's our choice. No one manipulates that. No one puts us in a building and tells us who we're going to sleep with and forces us to mate with someone to create babies that they're going to exploit. So even if they were doing these, let them mating on their own and not violating them, their bodies, they're still exploiting them and they're still keeping them in that oppressed state. They don't have any type of freedom, any type of right to choose. And that's another thing. People want to say right to choose, right to choose, right to choose, my body, my choice. Why, that's the human supremacism of this world. They think that this is just a human-driven, human rights thing. Everything stops at the doorstep of human beings. It's only about humans. Humans are the only ones who get rights, only ones with justice, only ones with bodies, only ones who can be exploited, only ones who can be sexually violated, only ones that could be oppressed and killed. That's not how this works. If you are exploiting someone, manipulating someone's body, making them force breed, if that would be wrong for us, it's wrong for them. And it 100% is wrong, and it needs to end now.
That's right. Thank you, Entice. Another thing that I think is very peculiar and disturbing is how when vegan animal rights activists are on the streets exposing mm-hmm. the truth, because right. they're the only ones who were doing it, because, again, like mm-hmm. we said, it's not in the conversation, it's not in the sermon, it's not in the school system, it's not in the educational programs, and that sometimes they'll have policing authorities approach them saying, oh, you can't be mm-hmm. doing this, it's offensive That's to children. Right. It's like, yep. well, could you talk about that?
I get it all the time. I was just in Toronto doing a Anonymous for the Voiceless event. They were hosting a block of truth. They had four cubes going around a whole entire city block of in downtown Toronto. Probably one of the best Anonymous for the Voiceless events I've ever been a part of. And every single time there was a mother or family that had kids, they did everything that they could to shield them from those screens. They literally would like push their heads away. I mean, we didn't have any like cop presence to tell us to leave or whatever. We were on a public property. I'm pretty sure if we were in another situation, I'm pretty sure cops would have told us to leave. Happens all the time to all the activists around the world. But I find it so striking that parents will shield their children from this. And then you are probably either just paid for someone's family to be dismembered, chopped up, and you ate them. You probably just paid for what you just watched on the screen, or you're about to go pay for it right as you finish watching it, right after you walk past the screen, you're about to pay for that. So if it's just that damning, if it's just that hard to witness, it's hard to watch, why does this world continuously pays for it, gives it to their children? They wear it. And we all know veganism is more than a diet. So not only are you eating babies and mothers and fathers, you're putting that on in your clothing. You're wearing them. People call it leather, euphemism for cow skin, wool, down. You're wearing it. All those pharmaceutical items we were just talking about, all those items that they put in, they put that in all the animal testing and products, soaps, detergent, laundry detergent, cleaning products. You're going to go home and you're going to pay for exactly what you don't want to watch on the screen. And it just goes to show how disconnected, how brainwashed, programmed we all are. So if it's not good enough for your eyes, why is it good enough for your wallet? So
thank
you. Think about that.
We're listening to Entice, a vegan animal rights activist in New York. She was just telling us about the Anonymous for the Voiceless, Cube of Truth, where activists stand on busy city streets and town squares, holding television screens, showing the truth in the animal exploitation industries. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Entice. Welcome back from the break, and a very big thank you and gratitude to you for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Arrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're very fortunate to be joined by Ann Tice, a vegan animal rights activist in New York.
What happens to animals en masse in all industries, like I was saying earlier, animals can't just, they don't just pop up into the world. And the female mothers, their bodies are, their reproductive systems are manipulated and violated in the dairy industry, for horse breeding, for animal testing, for everything, even from the biggest animals to the little guys, to the bees. They forcibly impregnate bees. They take semen from fathers for bees to create bees so they can have honey, so they can steal honey, rather. So it's a whole system of exploitation, and a mother's love, a mother, her connection with her children, it's a very sacred thing, and it's disgusting how humans manipulate that and violate that for a profit. And like I said earlier, if these were human women that were subjected to this, it would be a huge injustice. Huge atrocity. Everybody will be talking about it, but because she's a cow, that means that her motherly instincts are different. Her body is different. Her sexual reproductive system is different. She has the same. It works just the same as ours. It just looks different, but it's the exact same. And how dare this world take that and exploit that and manipulate that from the mothers to the fathers, to their children. It's horrible. Holding them down, and they literally hold them down to forcibly impregnate them and then take her babies to do whatever they want to them.
We're listening to Ann Tice, who's joining us from New York via Skype. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. This is The Calf Song by Will Tata. And again, here's Ann Tice.
It's just so sad what they do to mothers, fathers, and their children. And we need, and it needs to end. And so that's why my message is direct as it is. Because most people, they're not talking about it. They don't want to talk about it.
Thank you, Ann Tice. Thank you very much. It's very important. I appreciate this conversation. And I appreciate this opportunity for this platform, a platform of free speech. Thank you.
Yeah, it's tough to talk about. It's tough to talk about. It's tough to think about. It's tough to hear. Most people don't want to hear this. They don't.
You know that thing that goes bumping in the night? That darkness that they're so afraid of? It's you.
Let's have this little musical interlude. This is Monsters Under the Bed by Ann Tice, the Lyrical Vegan.
Nice. Laying on your back, scream for your dad, scream for your mom. You want to keep the lights on in case you gotta fight one. Under the bed, the man says you're the right one. Fear will show because he creeps low, just like a python. You can't sleep in your wet sheets, can't stand when it's nighttime. You're so scared, you don't want to move. The bathroom runs, you don't want to do. The closet is worse if you had to choose. Playing his games, you always lose. Remember that feeling? Remember those monsters? Now you become one. Cause you wanna harm her, cause you wanna kill him, cause you wanna kill them. Cause you wanna eat them, cause you wanna wear them, always mistreat them. Now you're the nightmare. You're the evil one that they all fear. The right side of this injustice, you all clear. You play the demon role all year. For animal cruelty, you're all ears. Day and night, you're the one that haunts. Their fear of death, you're the one that stalks. The living dead, you're the one that walks. Their body count, you're the one that chalks. Lecture prods while they walk. Down the kill floor, you're the one that shocks. Slaughterhouse door, you're the one that knocks. In the face of their abuse, you're the one that mocks. Cause you wanna be the monster slashing throats. The evil one ripping skin for coats. Gassing them till all they do is choke. A fist in the ass, what you pay to poke. You call it AI, I say it's a joke. I call it rape, you say you know. Let's put your mother in there, give it a go. Is it rape then? Thought so. Violating him just for semen to penetrate her for secretions to make her pregnant. Her heart is bleeding. Cause you take her babies just for cheesing, just for creaming. Pretty much no other reason other than you want to be an animal abuser all your life and all for seasons. Monsters want to murder babies. Only demons want to be the ghosts like Swayze. Cowards run, can't face or hate me. You dash away from me just like Stacy. Stop being why she can have a baby. Stop taking freedom just because you're lazy. Stop the evil putting knife in necks. You're nothing but a human supremacist. Nothing more than a hypocrite species is. They like to haunt the lives of the innocent.
Just so horrible. And these babies can't consent to this. They cannot consent to what humans do to them. It's a violation. Atrocity and injustice.
I'm really curious why the school systems, even starting with kindergarten to elementary to high school to universities, they also refuse to talk about this and even censor or even fire teachers who bring this subject up. And yet, look how important this is.
I know. And it's all to protect the mighty dollar. It is all money driven, because at the end of the day, we're not saying anything that's wrong. We're not lying. We're not bashing anyone. We're not making up these things to make people look bad. It is just the truth. And this world has been hiding behind euphemisms, even from saying things like bacon and leather and steak and ham. Like, this world has been hiding behind these euphemisms for a very long time. And the world wants to continue to hide behind the truth because it's like I said, all money driven, and they don't want to face it. You don't want to face the truth, but you want to do things behind closed doors so no one exposes the truth, so you can continue to profit off of people who are hidden from the truth. I don't know if it's just a big game for them. At the root of it, it's money driven. It is money driven because, like I said, we're not saying anything wrong. We're not lying or making things up. And if anything, they're the ones lying and hiding. So, and like I said, these animals, they can't expose this themselves. They can't go to a news broadcast station and tell them what just happened to their body, what as a mother, what she experienced from her oppressors. They can't do that. They can't. So we have to. And very much directly, like, we're not gonna sugarcoat this. This is just harsh truth that needs to be spoken.
Thank you, Entice. And we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners and your contact information?
So you can find me on, I'm pretty much everywhere. So Entice the Lyrical Vegan on Instagram, on YouTube, Entice So Nice, and that's Entice and Nice with a Y. Not an I. You can find me on Facebook. I'm Entice Lyrical Vegan on SoundCloud and just Entice on TikTok. The time is now. This is the biggest and largest standing injustice that has taken place on this earth, and the time is now for it to end. The only reason why animals are in the situation that they are in is because of the choice impact of people. Every time people step foot outside of their door, where they go to spend their money, is why things are happening to animals the way it is. It's not done by accident. It's not done to them just because. It is done because of the masses, the 8 billion people of this world, where they choose to spend their money, is why there's families right now screaming for their lives, screaming for have them to just stop touching them, stop manipulating their bodies, stop taking their babies from them, stop taking their skins from them, stop testing on them, stop enslaving them for entertainment. They are screaming right now. And they're screaming right now because of where people are going to spend their money. So we want to just say veganism, please find it. It starts with finding your empathy. It's there for a lot of people. It is just dulled. It's just been quiet by society, by the brainwashing. Unf your mind, take that brainwash away, and find your empathy and go vegan. You can do that by starting off watching the documentaries Dominion, the documentary Slay, the documentary Blackfish, Dairy is Scary. You can follow my animal rights music. Educate yourself, because a lot of people, they will think about veganism and animal rights in their own lens, and they won't even think about it from the eyes of the victim. From the eyes of the victim, it's when it's totally different. It's a very much a dark, dark world. Stop looking at veganism from your own lens. Start looking at it from theirs, and it starts with educating yourself with those documentaries. And please go vegan, because these babies need us. And then afterwards, you go vegan, start speaking, because going vegan saves some animals. Being an activist liberates them all.
Thank you very much, Entice, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Absolutely, Marlene. Always a pleasure.
Much thanks to Entice for sharing her music. We're also listening to the music of Katina Chichelis. In Australia. In tune with the message of deep veganism, holistic veganism. Here's some of Katina's words. Quote, the karmic backlash upon humanity will be grave indeed. It is already working and operating. Only when humanity goes vegan can the destructive karmic energies alter. End quote. By Katina Chichelis. We're listening to her song, A Little Bit of Something. This is The Duck Song by Will Tuttle. Thank you all for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Peace to all. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Let's go out with these words by Entice.
And please go vegan, because these babies need us. And then afterwards, you go vegan, start speaking. Because going vegan saves some animals. Being an activist liberates them all.
This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a good day.